Welcome back to JR Morning on 760 WJR. I'm here with my co-host this morning, the Reverend Horace Sheffield, and it's time for the Cranes interview. It's brought to you by Mercantile Bank. Looking for a new business, Bank? Mercantile can help drive your business forward. Learn more at mercbank.com. Let's bring in right now Mike Lee. He's the managing editor, Cranes Detroit Business. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
I am doing well this morning. Seems like to me that the Republicans want to cap prices at hospitals, but those hospitals are pushing back a little bit. What's going on?
Yeah, this wasn't really on my bingo card, but House Speaker Matt Hall is pushing some bills that would mandate price cuts at hospitals and across the board, 10% price cut. Creation of a panel to monitor pricing and limiting future price increases to inflation in an effort to cut healthcare costs, which are, of course, very high. The hospitals at a hearing last week pushed back really hard through the Health and Hospital Association. Say that it would push, creating this would push half the state's hospitals into the red. Triggered more than $2 billion in losses, cost tens of thousands of jobs, and really hurt rural and independent hospitals, which are getting by the skin of their teeth already because they'd have weaker bargaining power with insurers. Hall argues that, these are nonprofit hospitals. They're receiving more in tax benefits than they actually pay back in charity care. They can afford to give back some of their prices. These bills might face a little bit of a rough road. Although there are Democrats who signaled they're open to talking about this. You can bet this will be a major fight in Lansing going forward.
So Chris Onsen, also one Metro Detroit retail giant, is kind of moving into a home of one. What one used to occupy.
Yeah, it's a really prominent property in Bloomfield Hills that was long occupied by Taubman Centers, the shopping mall developer that developed 12 Oaks Mall, Great Lakes Crossing, Lakeside, Fairlane, and has slowly been sold and now is completely owned by an Indianapolis company called Simon Property Group, which is the largest shopping mall operator. Their headquarters in Bloomfield Hills has now been purchased and is going to be occupied by Gardner White Furniture. The furniture chain is currently based in the old Art Van headquarters in Warren and has been growing like mad by basically taking over the old failed chains. Art Van, Loves, and now they're taking over some Value City furniture locations after that chain shut down. Gardner White CEO Rachel Stewart said it's a meaningful move, world-class retail pedigree. Said the Taubman family were longtime mentors. The Taubmans, obviously the mall developer started by Al Taubman. The family has over time sold itself off to Simon Property Group, which still owns Great Lakes Crossing and 12 Oaks Mall. So it's one of the more notable and kind of poignant corporate headquarters moves in Metro Detroit over the last decade.
And Mike, there may be some people against it, but Oakland University, they're going ahead with that plan to build a data center on its campus in Rochester.
Yeah, here we are talking about data centers. Oakland University has been exploring the construction of one on its campus, and they've entered an agreement with the developer for a 20 to 26 megawatt data center. At the board meeting last week, there were plenty of protesters who came out to argue against it. But OU says, the pitch is pretty straightforward. They don't have the computing power they need to function as a university. Researchers, they can't even apply for some government grants because they don't have the computing center that they need. OU is very careful to point out this is not the same thing at all as the hyperscale data centers like the Barn and Saline or the project that's trying to get built in Lyon Township. This is about the size of a parking lot, not the size of a square mile. That didn't really stop the protesters who interrupted the meeting, but the board at OU went right ahead with this developer agreement. They're going to go into due diligence on wrapping up final deal. And this data center, at least for now, is moving forward.
All right, Mike Lee, Managing Editor, Crane's Detroit Business. You can read these stories and others in the Crane's Detroit Business. Mike, good to talk with you. We'll talk again next week.
You too. Thank you both.
All right. Rev, I got to ask you, you know, I've been in broadcasting for about 40 years now, and I started out really with Martha Jean, the Queen.
Martha Jean Steinberg.
And I know
came from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
WDAO, I believe it is.
Yes, it is.
That station down there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so you have, contact with Martha
Absolutely.
Jean back today?
Absolutely. In fact, both of her daughters are still friends of mine.
Okay.
Cheryl Steinberg, her niece, graduated from high school with me.
Wow.
Dr. Steinberg now. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the family well. In fact, we are right next to her on Grand River. We bought the former Gabriel Shaw Library.
So you're near the home of love?
Yep. Right. Okay. Well, the home of love is across the street. The apartment complex and some other stuff
sure.
in the parking lot is right adjacent to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually share that parking lot on occasion. We have a great working relationship, as we do with the Merritts, who own Straight Gate and built that
yes.
That athletic center, community center across the street. So, yeah, I know her very well. I bet ya.
Absolutely.
What was it?
WQBH. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome
Karen
to Queen
Deakins. I remember so many people back to back.
Yes.
Gerald Smith, who will be on, was
was there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think about what she did on the radio, her Inspiration Time broadcast, and how that would play today.
Open up with James Cleveland.
Yes.
But you know what's really funny about her is, and she was loathed by certain men in our community because she would let the wives and the women know that they got an extra check.
She sure
the revenue sharing was there.
She sure did. She would tell you, go down there and make your husband some lunch and go down there and put you some perfume on because they paying out them bonus checks today.
They got that extra money.
She sure did. She sure did. Yeah.
Queens blue collar workers.
Yeah. Yeah. She talked about that. You know, and she was into the casinos for a minute too.
Yeah,
wasn't she
was part of that. I mean, look, she was a formidable force. I mean, just an amazing person. Had political clout,
mm-hmm.
Close to Mayor Young. I mean, but to have that radio station, to start as a DJ.
Yes.
And then actually own a station was a formidable feat.
And, you know, it was the Queen who got me my first one-on-one sit-down interview with Mayor Coleman Young.
Yeah.
And, you know, that didn't happen.
Well, you know, I mean, she was take no prisoners. She was about her business.
Yes, she was.
But she was also as nice as she could be. You know, I mean, if I never worked for her.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know that side of her.
Okay.
I know plenty of people who did. And I always would tell them, I mean, you know, she got where she got because she had to be that kind of way.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing that people expect women to be soft
mm-hmm.
when being soft didn't get her where she wound up, right? So
absolutely.
She had to take care of her business. But on a personal note, I have never, in all the times that I've known her, had anything but fun with her. Of course, she knew my dad, so maybe because she respected my family, but she would always give me tidbits of information and things that, you know, just I thought were of great value.
JR Morning continues after this.